What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, chillers and spillers? What is up? What is going on? It's your girl Chanel, aka Nell for the podcast, aka Coco, aka all of the good stuff. What's up? Sorry, I had something in my throat. What's up for returning back to Chill and Spill the Tea? Are you ready to chill and spill your tea with me today? What is going on, chillers and spillers? I'm so excited to be back talking to you all. I am so excited to be here. I wish I had me a glass of wine, but I got my bottle of water, so that'll do. What's going on? What is the vibes? It's almost Halloween. We got like a week and a couple of days left for Halloween. So what are you guys gonna be for Halloween? Are you celebrating? Do you celebrate Halloween? Let me know. Let your girl know. All right, so before we get into all of the good stuff, my name is Chanel. I'm the host of Chillin' for the Tea. I've been doing the podcast since 2020. Love this podcast. I think it's a dope podcast. If you don't know, get into it. If you want to stick around, please follow the social media platforms. I'm on all social media platforms. Instagram. I'm very active on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. I'm on TikTok. So yeah, let's get into it. Hop on the Chill and Spill the Tea train. I'm on all podcast platforms, so make sure you subscribe, rate, and comment, and make sure you tell a friend to 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 tell a friend. Thank you for returning. I appreciate the love. I appreciate everyone that listens to Chill and Spill the Tea. I appreciate the people that will jump on the Chill and Spill the Tea train and start vibing with me. More good stuff is on the way. Trust and believe. I do a lot of hot, smoking hot interviews. You don't want to miss any up and coming interviews. Make sure you go on Instagram and hit that blue follow button and start following me today. And like I said, subscribe, rate, and comment on any podcast platform. If you have a lot of podcast platform, apps on your phone, go to all the apps. Type in Chill and Spill the Tea and subscribe, rate, and comment as well. You can email me if you want to be a part of the show. Anyone that's listening, and if you have something going on that you would like to share, hit your girl up. You can DM me on Instagram, or you could email me. The email is chillandspillthetea07@gmail.com. Get a pen, get a pad, and write this email address down. The email address once again is chillandspillthetea07@gmail.com. If it's not for you, please pass it along to someone else. Your girl is here. I am willing to interview you. This is the platform for you to promote your business for free. For free. Once again, you can promote your business for free. So reach out to me. Reach out to me. I do 2 interviews per month, and I do 2 audio episodes per month. It's been kind of slow because I've been kind of busy lately, like extremely busy. I have an interview coming up in November. I did one this month, only one this month, and I'm so far only one next month. And then I'll be back in January with brand new episodes, brand new hot topics. You do not want to miss anything. If you want to catch up on any interview, make sure you go to Chill and Spill the Tea on Instagram. Hit that follow button and start watching these dope interviews. Oh, you know, there's some dope people out here with some dope businesses. Why not support? Why not watch? Why not support? Why not pass on, you know, the information? You know, Christmas is coming up. You might want to look at these interviews because you might want to purchase something from these, from the interviewees that jumped on Chill and Spill the Tea, to Chill and Spill their Tea about their business. Yes, so get into it. This podcast is sponsored by Beauty Sleep Bonnets. Make sure you go to www.beautysleepbonnets.com and purchase your satin hair bonnets. They have satin hair bonnets for adults, What I hear is that children is on a, is in the works. Children's hair bonnets are in the works. They will be coming soon. So make sure you go to their website to get on their get on the, what do you call that, the mailing list, or subscribe to their website, so you'll be the first to know when new things drop. And also when they have sales, when they have other promotions, you want to be the first to know. They have nice hair bonnets. They're double layered. You get two colors for the price of one. You can't beat that. So make sure you go and support this small black-owned business. This small black-owned business. Christmas is coming up, like I said. You don't want to miss out on the opportunity of getting things half off, or just even just buying a bonnet for full price. You know, you can't beat the prices. The prices are great. And, you know, spread the love. Tell people about Beauty Sleep Bonnets. Once again, the website is www.beautysleepbonnets.com. This podcast is sponsored by Beauty Sleep Bonnets. Whew. So, y'all, I have been out of work since Wednesday, you know, for my best friend, you know, Niche. She used to be a part of the show. She pops in and out from time to time. Her mother, you know, passed away earlier this month. The funeral was on Thursday. My condolences, you know, I've known her mom since I was 11. It definitely was a hard pill to swallow that when I found out that she passed away, and also being at the funeral. A lot of people had a lot of nice things to say about her mom. And it was just, it was a beautiful, you know, homegoing service. So my heart goes out, you know, to Niche. I'm going to always be there for her. That's my girl. That's my sis. My right hand. My front, my back, sides. My kids call me auntie. My kid calls her auntie, and her kids call me auntie. You know, we're close. So, like, I'm gonna always be there for her no matter what. So, yeah, Thursday was a very hard day, but you know, I'm going to be by her side while she gets through this. You know, she has her up days, she has her down days, and whatever it is, like, I'm always there. I'm going to always be there for her. She wanted to go out Thursday night, you know, just to, like, break up the monotony of, you know, feeling, you know, sad and, you know, just down. So we went out, we had a good time Thursday night. Friday, we both took off of work. We said we would start fresh, you know, this week. So we took off just to, you know, just to decompress. Is that the word I'm looking for? From the day before. Yeah, so we've been, you know, grieving. We both been grieving. She's been grieving because that's her mom, and her mom was like an aunt to me. And it's just, you know, it's just hard seeing where a person used to be and then they transition into a, like, you might as well say, like, a different person. You know, that's the, what you call it, the aging process. You know, I see it all the time, but when it hits home, it's a little bit different. And for me, it already hit home a few times because, you know, I watched my grandfather transition into being, you know, he was much younger when I was, you know, a little girl. And to see him to be, you know, him, you know, become ill, well, fall ill. And then, you know, he can't walk like he used to, can't barely talk, really don't remember you. My grandmother the same. And then I had another grandmother, you know, so it is difficult when you see someone that's like our age when we were younger, you know, because we're in our 40s. And, like, you know, when I met her mom, she was in her 30s. So, you know, that's young, you know, that's like, that's real young. And then, you know, 30 something years later, they're a whole different person. So, like I said, being in the field of, you know, I work with the geriatrics, being in that field, you don't see them when they're young, you know. But like I said, when it hits home, it's a lot different. So my heart goes out to the Clowers family. Like, I'm always here I never left. Never left. I'm always around. So I'm only a phone call away. I'm here for you guys. So if you need anything, like, just hit me up. So, yes. So yesterday, my cousin had a gender reveal. It's a girl. Oh, like my, I feel like lately my cousin's been having popping out girls. Before, like, growing up, it was nothing but boys in the family. I feel like I was the only girl growing up until, like, few years later than my other cousin. She was born, but it was like I grew up with a lot of boys, you know. So now, like, the girls are taking over, and I'm kind of loving it. When I was pregnant, you know, with my daughter, like, I wanted the son badly, but I got my baby girl, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is like the best thing ever. Like, I couldn't, like, I can't see my life without my daughter. Like, she is like my world. She's my air. She's just everything. Like, I just have something to live for, and I just love it. Like, I love motherhood. Can't nobody tell me anything different. Like, yo, I love being a mother. I love it. I love it. And everyone knows that I love being a mother. I just love it. It's challenging, but, you know, it's for the best, you know. She makes me be a better person, and I'm here for the ride. I'm here for the ride. I love it. I love it. I love everything about it. The when I got to yell at her, I love it, because I know that I'm doing it for a reason. I know that I'm teaching her, you know, the lessons of life. And you got to give your kids tough love, you know, and that's just what it is. You know, my mother gave me tough love. My aunts gave me tough love. My grandmother gave me tough love, and I'm passing along. I mean, I'm a little bit different. I think I'm a little bit softer than those baby boomers, but it is what it is. She's a great girl. She's doing great in school. She's in sports. She's just well-rounded. Like, the girl is dope. I just love her. She's a whole vibe. A whole vibe. So, if you're not a parent, if you're planning on being a parent, get into it. I'm pretty sure you won't regret it. You will not regret it. They cost a lot of money. I'm going to tell you that much. They cost a lot of money, but I'm pretty sure you will not regret it. All right. So, ladies, this is for the ladies. And guys, too. Have you ever, you know, distanced yourself from someone because, you know, just things just didn't work out, and you just moved on emotionally and just moved on with your life? Now things are looking better for you. You know, you're thriving. You're thriving without, you know, someone holding you back, someone wasting your time, someone just is not ready to take it to the next level, right? So lately, you know, I feel like men that I've dealt with in my past, I feel like, you know, they're, excuse me, you know, surfacing. They're coming back around, and, like, I'm gonna be very honest, I don't have anything for them. I like my life where it is right now. I like that I don't have to deal with a headache. I like that I know what I want for me. And I'm not going to let anyone dictate what I want for me. I am the CEO of my life. I hire and fire accordingly. And right now I'm in the season where I just want to focus on things in front of me, not things behind me. I want to focus on things that are in front of me, not behind me. My career, my podcast, a small business that I have, my daughter. These are the things that I'm focusing on. Like, I don't have time to focus on what's in back of me. And I'm telling you, like, if you've let something go, and if you are in that space, where you are just focused on what's in front of you, stay there. Don't get distracted, because what's behind you should be behind you. Do not entertain anything that you left behind. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, because when the devil sees that you are elevating in your life, that's when people start to resurface and cause confusion. Because the devil is nothing but confusion. And I'm not saying that they are negative people or bad people. It's just that when you have moved on, just keep moving on. Do not take 10 steps backwards. Because sometimes you'll lose track. You will lose focus on what your mission is in the season that you are in. You'll lose track of that. And you don't want to lose track, because then you may not be able to get back to that point. And you may lose opportunities that are ahead because you took 10 steps backwards. Because sometimes those people may not even know that they are causing certain things, disruptions in your life, unless you tell them. And sometimes we may be afraid to say something. I know I'm not. But just don't lose focus. Stay the course. Whatever is in front of you at the time, keep your eyes on that. And do not look backwards. Do not take steps backwards. You want to move forward. And if you set goals for yourself, continue on with those goals, especially if you want to, you know, get married. You know that's what you want, and you know that person in your past or those people in your past could not give you that. You don't want to go back to that, because it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing. You keep looking forward and you go after what you want. If you want to be married, then you wait until that person comes around and wants the same thing you want. Do not look back. Do not, because there's nothing back there. It's nothing but heartache, pain, disappointment. You want someone that's not going to cause you all of that stuff. All right? So that's the word right there. I think I can end this podcast now, this episode now. Okay. All right. So like I said earlier, Halloween is around the corner. So what are you guys being for Halloween? My daughter wants to be this. I didn't get her costume yet. I'm going to get it this week. She wants to be this inflatable alien. I think once she puts it on, I think I'm going to laugh. And I think, I feel like she's going to look cute in it. But I just feel like it's not original. Like, I'm the type that like original costumes. You feel me? Like, I like to be creative with the costumes. Even if, you know, we have to buy it, at least, you know, we could put some creativity to it. I like original costumes. This right here, I don't even know how to blow this thing up. I hope it comes with a pump. So we can start pumping this now, because I don't want to wait until the day of Halloween and we're pumping stuff up. So she's excited about it. I'm happy that she's excited, and I cannot wait for Halloween. We're going to go to my church. They're having a trunk or treat. So we're going to go there. We're going to stop by there, get our candy, and then we're going to move on. Yes, and speaking of my church, went to church today. I didn't go for the first two Sundays of this month because I was working, but I'm normally in church every Saturday. I'm a Baptist. Church was awesome, and I'm so proud of my baby, because she's a part of the audio and visual ministry, and like she is like moving up the chain. Like, she went from like learning like what the buttons meant, you know, now then she went from learning that to what is that, like introducing. Okay, so at the end of church service, the pastor will say, you know most churches, they say, oh, if this is your first time here, stand up. So what she does, she brings the mic to the people so she can introduce herself. So she went from the buttons to that, then she went from that to the cameras. Now she's on the cameras, and you know, at first she needed guidance, blah, blah, blah. But now, like, she's, like, doing two cameras by herself. Like, today she was running the show by herself. Yes, you know, the leader of the audio and visual ministry, you know, he's, like, guiding her She has to wear like some headphones, and he's giving her directions, but literally like she was on the floor by herself operating two cameras. Like, yo, that is dope. That's fire. I was like in awe. I was looking at my baby like she was going from one camera to the next, to from this camera to that camera, moving this camera and centering this camera and that camera, turning on lights, turning off lights. I was like, wow. I was like, you know, getting mushy on the inside. And like, I haven't felt mushy like that in a long time. I think, you know, I told someone this weekend, well, I think, yeah, this weekend, I'm like, I really do have an icebox on my heart, where my heart used to be, Omarion, you know? Like, I really do have an icebox now. And it's not, like, I'm not a cold person. It's just that, like, being mushy. Like, I think I've been so hurt in my life that, like, I don't really like getting mushy like that anymore. But, like, I really felt like how the Grinch felt when he realized that the people in Whoville were like gathering and they were getting together. They were coming together, you know, even after he stole the gifts, and he saw that, you know, the gifts did not stop them from coming together and being a happy village. And he saw, when he saw that, like, his heart started, you saw his heart pumping in and out his chest, and he started becoming a mush. That was me today. I was becoming a little mush, okay? And I'm just like, oh my God, these feelings. Like, I, like, you know, you want to feel this with your kids, you know, and I am crazy over my daughter, but I'm just like, oh my God, my heart is still there. I'm like, my heart is still there. It's still there. So yeah. So I'm just like so in awe. I'm so proud of my baby, and I just want her to just keep thriving in life. You know, it's nothing like seeing your kids do what they want to do, because it's one thing about me. I don't force my kid to do anything. She comes to me like, mommy, can I do this? Mommy, can I do that? And I'm as long as it's positive, I'm like, yes, I am there for you. Whatever you want to do, I am there. I'm not forcing my kid to do nothing that she doesn't want to do. Because I know as a kid, I didn't like being forced to do something that I didn't want to do. So, and I want her to have fun with whatever she wants to do. And that's the thing. Some parents, and I'm not saying mine, but like some parents I see, they want their kids to do what they wanted. They want their kids to do something that they didn't have the opportunity to do when they were kids. But you got to understand, your kids are their own kid. Your kids are their own person. They have their own likes. They have their own dislikes. So you cannot force another human being to like what you like. I don't care how old they are. Kids are little people. They are little people, mean that they are a person. They have their own mind. They know what they like. They know what they don't like. And I don't believe in forcing someone to do something that they don't want to do, because for one, they're not going to put 100% of their effort into what they don't like to do. So I like giving my kid a choice. And I know growing up, we didn't have a choice, but I think kids should have a choice. But that's another topic. I'm going to say that for another time, because I feel like I'm like talking about too many topics all in one. And I can say this for another episode topic. All right. So let's get into some celebrity. And then after that, we'll get into the topic and then we'll be done. Okay. How you doing? Y'all keeping up? Or you falling asleep? Don't fall asleep on me, because I am ready to chill and spill the tea. All right. So celebrity, Kamala Harris and Snoop Dogg, they shared the same birthday. Did you guys know that? Because I didn't know that. I think it's fire that they share the same birthday, 10/20. And that's fire, because I think a lot of people were getting married today, 10/10. No, wait a minute. No. I think it's 12 till 24. Okay, no, I think people are going to get married on 12 till 24. I think so. No, not today. Not today. It's 12, 12, 24, because 12 plus 12 equals 24. I think a lot of people are getting married on that day. But Yeah, that's fire that Kamala Harris and Snoop Dogg share the same birthday. Shout out to them. Happy birthday, Kamala Harris and Snoop Dogg. Get out and vote. Voting is very important. If you have not registered to vote, I think you should get out there and register to vote. I don't think it's too late. Make sure you vote because your voice matters. I believe if you don't vote, then you cannot say you can, but like you shouldn't have an opinion about anyone that's elected if you did not go out to vote. Please go to the polls. If you're not doing a mail-in ballot, make sure you go in person on election day and vote. If you can't vote after work, vote before work. Just call in and say, hey, I'm gonna be late, I gotta go vote. Or if you're gonna do it at the end of the day, your work day, leave early, leave work a little early so you can go vote, go home, relax, turn on the TV, and then watch who was elected for next president. I really don't like to get into politics like that, but I do highly suggest everyone go out and vote. Like, your vote matters and you should go out to vote. And that's it. That's it. That's all. I'm not talking anymore about the presidential election. I don't like talking about politics like that. I feel like, you know, whoever you decide is who you decide, and that's the best person for you. Everyone has their own opinions about each candidate. And like I said, I'm gonna leave it like that. I don't like talking about politics. All right, so I'm moving on. So Tyler Perry is writing. Well, he hinted that he is writing a new script for Why Did I Get Married. But this is gonna be Why Did I Get Married Again. Okay, Why Did I Get Married Again? And it all stemmed, or it could have been in the works already, and then they were like his the cast members of the first two, they kind of like maybe like started hinting that it was going to be a new one. So they started like this saga thing on Instagram. First it was Sheila's ex-husband, I forgot his name, he was on the plane and he was like something, he made Sheila climb up the mountain again. And then Jill Scott came in, you know, with her character Sheila, and then Angela and her husband jumped in on it, and then it was Diane, she jumped in on it, and then Tyler Perry, he showed a little, you know, little half of script saying, you know, Why Did I Get Married Again? So I guess that is in the works. I just hope that is good. Like, the first two was good. I feel like the first one was better than the second one. I just don't like when it gets too silly. Like, I like a good movie, but I don't like when they do the extra stuff that's not funny. You know, I love Tyler Perry as a writer. I think he's dope. He's very creative. But sometimes it could be over the top. Just a little bit. So I hope it is as good as the first one. I love the first one. Now, I like the second one, but I love the first one. So, yeah. So let's move on. So Trina was recently on Keisha Kayor's podcast, speaking on her marriage. So she said that she had been married for a year. She had like a small intimate ceremony. She hadn't had her wedding yet. I think she's planning her wedding. And she did say that, her man is not allowed to spend any money. He brings it to her first, and then they go from there. And I was like, oh, I need a man like that. Bring me your money, Danny. Bring me your money. But no, all realness, I don't like to be in control like that. I don't like being in control. I just feel like that's just too much. I feel like everyone should be in control over, excuse me, their own money. If you make it, I think you should be in control over your money. Just make sure, you know, you give, you know, whatever account we have for the bills, dump that money, dump the bill money in that account. And then we can move on from there. Like, have the rest of your money for your spending money. I'll have the rest of my money for my spending money. We'll put some money in our savings, but one account is for bills. You know, I personally, I'm like that. I don't want to have control over anyone's money. Like, you're a grown man. You should have control over your money. But if you decide to give me your money, I'm not going to argue with that. Okay? Okay. All right. Let me take a sip of this water. So, yeah. So, that's what's going on. Shout out to Trina, though. Like, I like this for her. Like, I really do like this for her. I like this, you know, that she got married. And people think, you know, you have to, you know, be married and have kids by a certain age. I don't know who put that out there. Like, I hate this. I hate tradition. I really do hate tradition. Like, I don't think you should be a teenager pregnant, married. I think you, because you just don't know anything about that. You're still learning. You're still super, super duper young. I think you have so much life to live before you get married and before you have kids. I honestly think you should be out of college and you should have a career. And if you don't decide to go to college, you know, at least, you know, pursue something that you won't pursue something. You know, a job, or choose a job where you don't have to like struggle like crazy when you decide to get married and have kids, because it's not easy. You do need money to have kids. Like, you can give your kids all the love in the world, but you really do need money to have kids. But like I said, like, I don't like traditions. So like I said, I do believe that you should be like out of school, have your own place, and be with someone, and then have a kid after post high school. I'm gonna say that post high school. And if you decide to go to college, post college, because you don't want to, how can I say this? You know, a lot of people do it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. They go back to school later on in life, like once their kids get older. But I just feel like, just get the school part out the way before you decide to have kids. That way it'll be easier on you. I feel like, you know, life is easier sometimes when you do things like in order, because then, you know, other things come into play. You know, you gotta have someone watch the kids. You gotta pay someone to watch the kids. You may not be able to go to class because your kid is sick. Like, you know, I would just say, you know, think everything out thoroughly before you act on whatever. But I love this for her. I love the fact that she didn't give up on love, because she did have a boyfriend before him. I remember he was on the show. His name was Raymond. She didn't work with him, but she ended up finding love. She didn't stop. She found it. They got married within 1 year of dating. So shout out to them. You can't put, you know, a time on love. Sometimes people meet and they get married within a month, and then they're together for 50 years. You know, they learn each other as they go. And sometimes those are the best relationships. Sometimes I feel like when you wait too long to get married, you're already almost like, ugh, I can't, this man get on my nerves, but we're going to get married because, like, I just know him and he knows me. And it's just that, it's just for convenience. So shout out to her. Shout out to Trina. And if anyone of you are in a relationship, recent relationship, and you're talking about marriage, look, hey, do it. If that's what you feel in your heart, if that's what you want to do, can't nobody tell you not to. So shout out to you. Best of luck. All right, so let's get into the topic. So the topic for tonight is pour into yourself. A lot of us do not pour into ourselves. We tend to make everyone else happy around us before we even think about ourselves. I want you to stop today. If you are the one that is pouring into everyone else and is not pouring into yourself, I want you to stop. Stop today. pouring into everyone else and start pouring into you. If you continue to pour into someone else, you're not going to have nothing to pour into you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. Recently, you know, I found myself like overwhelmed. Like I felt like I couldn't breathe. Like I just felt like I was just like, I was in a chokehold. You know, I'm already a single mom with making sure that she's staying on top of her grades. She's, you know, the activities that she wants to do, I'm there doing that. Anything they have at the school, I'm always there. I have my full-time job. I have part-time jobs. I have my podcast. I have my small business. And then the beginning of this year, you know, my pastor asked me if I could be a part of the youth ministry. And initially, you know, I said yes. And initially I was the parent liaison, which is not a hard, a hard job in the youth ministry. You know, it's just reaching out to parents, blah, blah, blah. But I've never even gotten a chance to do that part because months later, he asked me to be a co-leader. And then I said, yes, knowing that I should have said no. When I said yes, I told my mom and she said, another thing you're putting on your plate now, another thing. And I was like, yes, oh my God, yes. And I don't know how I'm going to do this, blah, 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 da, 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 all that good stuff. Long story short, I tried it. And I just felt like it's just too much. It's just too much because it's another job. And anything that I do outside of my full-time job, I do not want it to feel like another job. I just don't. Like, if I'm going to do something, I want it to feel like fun. And at that moment, I'm just like, you know, I got to let my pastor know I can't do this anymore. Because it was just way too much. It's overwhelming. And I was neglecting other things in my life. I was neglecting, you know, my podcast and my other business. Like, and these are the things that I love. These are the things that I love. I love my podcast. I love my small business. And hopefully it won't be small, you know, for a long time. Like, I'm trying to make this a big thing so, you know, I can create some generational wealth for my daughter and it just go down the pipeline, you know? And I'm just like, I have to remove myself. I have to remove myself because I'm making everyone else happy. As long as Chanel is around, I'm just making everyone else happy. I'm putting smiles on everyone's face. But then deep down inside, I'm not happy. So I'm just like, yes, I have to pour into me. I have to pour into my cup. I have to make sure my cup is full before I pour into someone else's cup. And I want to tell you that there's nothing wrong with it. Whoever gets upset that you are making the best decision for you and for your life, then those are not your people. Those are not the people that you need to associate with yourself with. Those are the people you need to disassociate and move on and focus solely on you and your cup. Because if you only poured a little bit in your cup is not full. And you're pouring, you keep pouring and pouring and pouring until their cup is overflowing. Then that means you're pouring way more into them than you are yourself. Yes, you pour into your kids, but also you got to find some time to pour into yourself too. You pour into your job, but yes, those goals that you wrote on that list, since the beginning of 2024, if you have not even started working on those goals, that means you're not pouring into yourself. You're pouring into other people. You have to make time for you. You have to make time for things that are going to make you happy. Because you never know where your goals are going to take you. You're fulfilling someone else's goals. You're fulfilling someone else's dreams. But what about yours? What about yours? Your goals are going to take you to where you want to be. their goals that you are pouring into is going to take them where they want to be. And you're seeing them thrive because you are pouring into their cup. They have you doing their work. While their business is running successfully and your goals are being diminished, they're behind. You want to see you making progress every day. Every day. Every day you should be working on your goals. Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Because by the end of whatever time frame you set for those goals to be accomplished at whatever point, you should see progress. You should see progress by whatever time frame you have given your goals. You should see progress. So you have to work on those goals every single day. Keep pouring into you. Do not stop. We're about to be going into another year. The goals that you already set for yourself. If you set goals for January 2024, and by July 2024, you say you want it to be at that particular point. If it's not there, it should be close to there. And then from July 2024 to December 2024, that you're working on the other half. If you're not almost there, then you're not pouring completely into you and what you want to do. Continue to pour into you, because I know I made the decision to take myself out of that ministry to pour into me more. And I have the attitude that I don't care who gets upset. I don't care who feels a certain type of way. Because like I said earlier, I am the CEO of my life. I hire, I fire accordingly. Now, you can always be around to help out if needed, but don't let them take advantage of that if needed part. Because you let them know. When they ask you, oh, I can't do it now, but I could probably do it next month, or I can probably do it two months from now. But right now, I'm in the season of pouring into me. And if they don't understand that, then you have to remove yourself from people like that. You have to remove yourself from people like that. Continue to pour into you and whoever is not understanding of that. Like I said, those are not your people. They are not for you. And I won't even help them out anymore. I wouldn't even help them out if they say, can you? I would be like, no. 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 So yes. Continue to pour into you. You matter. You are important. Your goals are not silly. They are not ambitious. They're not too ambitious. They are what you decided. They are what you decided you wanted to do for yourself. So do not neglect your goals. Do not neglect your goals and stop pouring into other people, making them happy, making them rich, and making them just climb the charts when you know you're sitting on a gold mine, you know? Like, yeah, keep going at it. Keep pouring until your cup is overflowing. Keep going. Pour into you. Have a great week. And I'll holla. I'll be back in 2 weeks with a different episode. So make sure you subscribe, rate, and comment, and make sure you go out there into the world and tell your cousins, to your aunts, to your uncles, to your significant other, to your coworkers, to chill and spill their tea with me, and tell them to subscribe, rate, and comment. And if they want to be a part of the show, they can email me. The email is chillandspillthetea07@gmail.com, or they can DM me on Instagram. So make sure you follow me on Instagram. Press that follow button, and I'm out. Mwah.